everyone, and welcome once again to our Sunrise Project weekly call. That's always a safe space filled with love and compassion and our desire to heal ourselves and transform our relationships with our families. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I am super delighted to have with us this morning a person you all have seen many times here before, and a dear friend of mine, Coach Beverly Kearney, known as Coach Bev to many. She is a seven-time NCAA championship track and field coach and a member of the U.S. Track and Field Coaches Association Hall of Fame, which is huge, and also the winner of a BET Walk of Fame Award many years ago, which is incredible. Bev knows what it takes to build champions. Her greatest triumph is not measured in trophies. After surviving a devastating car accident that left her paralyzed and she was told she would never walk again, Coach Bev chose faith over fear, reclaiming her mobility and dedicating her life to empowering others to unlock their infinite potential. She is a master of mindset, a spiritual powerhouse, and a guide for anyone navigating life's toughest hurdles. Today, she's going to help us see our future. And when I say see, it's S.E.E, our future, standing for see it for the S, experience it for the E, and embody it for that second E. And I'm super excited to have joining Coach Bev this morning, Tamaya Flannoy, who is a recent graduate of Texas Christian University, a new member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, and Coach Bev's granddaughter. And she is the co-founder of SEE, living in Austin, Texas right now and starting her career. So welcome, Coach Bev, and welcome to Maya. It's a pleasure to have you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, and I know it's early out there. It's only 6 a.m. and you got up like you've always done. You've been here at least 10 times. And I appreciate you being here. And I appreciate you as well, Tamaya. I know you live in Austin. It's earlier there too. So thank you. I want to start by asking you to talk about this SEE initiative. First and foremost, how did it come about? How did you all decide to create it? And let's talk about it. Let's start there.
It's from my experiences, honestly, I've coached for since I started coaching when I was 21.
And did you run track as well as an athlete in high
I
school?
ran at Auburn University. I started at a JC running, and then I was one of the first, I was the first full scholarship Black athlete at Auburn University, as well as its first Black female to graduate athlete to graduate. And it took another 5 years after that for another Black athlete to graduate. We were
You know, I had
attending.
no idea, and I've known you forever. I had no idea about that. That's amazing.
But
Well, it's easy. 12-7 disconnected.
hold on, let me see if I can mute that person. Stand by. They're muted. Okay, go ahead, please.
And growing up, and the schools and the Black teachers and the Black ministers were our community leaders. They were the ones that, really shaped outside the family how we moved in our communities, how well we learned, how good mannered we were. And that we were all okay. Find that's diminished. And I realized who it's hurt the most over time has been our Black young men. I don't know if you guys realize this, but the suicide rate among Black men has escalated. And it's at its all-time highest over the last 10 years. In fact, we're approaching every other group higher than they've increased by over 50%. And in my own experiences, because I guess I've always been very spiritual, even before I knew what spirituality was, because spirituality is based on love. And young men, I've had Olympians with $500 to $1 million contracts get on a phone call with me and literally cry because they don't have safe spaces to be broken in anymore. There's this thing that came along that said they had to be stronger than everybody else. And they had to be taught not to be aggressive. So, what do they do with all those feelings? And recently, Tamaya introduced me to a young man, and he broke down on how hard he's struggling. And when your father's a minister and a former champion, it becomes very challenging for you to find your way in that space. A lot of the parents on this call are very successful. And unknowingly, their success has set a bar for these young men to reach, but they're living now in an environment in these integrated schools where we're starting to see the effects of it now openly, but they've probably suffered in those spaces a long time. They're trying to fit into a community that doesn't respect them. There are individuals in those communities, in the white communities, the Asian communities, and all the other communities who are exceptions to those rules, but we're seeing a vast majority that are speaking out now are based upon hate and dislike. And that comes from the home. That comes from generations being passed down. And their generations weren't targeted like our community has been. Everything that's put out about our community has been negative. And so those perceptions of these young men are out there, whether spoken or unspoken. And whether they see it or hear it, they feel it. Now, what do I do with those feelings? And then there was, I don't know if Dr. Linda's on point, she understood that the psychology and the clinicians who are trying to mentally help our young men, they're not enough. First and foremost, it's overloaded. And secondly, there's not enough, especially in athletics, there's very few. So they're going into spaces for help that has a negative connotations in our community because Black men shouldn't go to counseling. It's slowly changing, but where do they go? And if they have a bad experience with one counselor, do they keep going or will they be anti-counseling? Because, and especially if they're an athlete, the pressures on athletes to be strong and to be tough, they're masking it internally. The young man I spoke of called me. He said, I was doing good and I'm falling apart because I made him promise that if he ever starts going downhill in the wrong direction, he'll call. And he did. He had a safe space to call. People have that available. The other thing from a spiritual standpoint, what we think about consistently, what we start to believe from those thoughts and the messages we're running, the stories we're running through our head, creates the life we live. And so how do we find a safe place for that? I know I'm 68. I know I got way more years behind me than I have in front of me. How do I leave a space where they can find help for themselves? And so we started with the hardest group, which is the student athletes who are put in. We just spoke with Dee, and we spoke with you, Kelly, about your son who's aiming for the Olympics. But the coach is more concerned about the NCAA. So that diminishes his dream. Who does he please, his own dreams or a white coach's dreams? And how do he fight that and stay in the environment, even if he makes the right decision for himself? I know that when I was working with Lawrence, which is Dr. D's son, he ran into the same scenario. And luckily, he had the ability to pull out, she had the ability to pull him out of the environment and make the right decision for him. Chris doesn't have that option. So even if he makes the right decision, how does he get the support to stay in those positions? I know when I was in school, I was the first Black graduate in social work. And I was told to drop out by several professors. But I'm built different. What you tell me and what I believe I'm going to do, that's a challenge to me. But I am the exception to that rule. I stayed in environments where they hated me. I coached environments where they hated me. How does a young person stay in that environment and build? Even from a professional perspective, they're going into workspaces and they're going into school spaces where they're not exactly welcome by the older people in those spaces. And they and what do they do? And that's the pressure that they feel. So one of the things that we did, we created I Tamaya, who's my grandbaby. I actually have a video opening her first bank account for a business she decided she wanted to do when she was in the 10th grade.
That's
She's always
awesome.
wanted to be an entrepreneur. But she wanted to be an entrepreneur with purpose. And so one of the things that we decided to do was to create an app because religion isn't the way, it's spiritual. They're still fighting religious wars because one is more of faith than the other. No. Spirituality is a combination of all based upon a love. You can be Christian spiritually. You can be Muslim spiritually, but it's about love. And so we decided to create an app that is a safe space to introduce yourself to the psychological components of what it's going to take to be successful. We're going to create a calming section. There's going to be, breath work. All of that will be on your personal app that's built for you with visuals. I didn't come up with the name. So I'm going to let Tamaya explain how she came up with the name of what we're creating.
That's great. And the name specifically is C, SEE. So yes, Tamaya, please share more.
My grandmother wrote a lovely book called Believe It, Speak It, Do It a while back. And I really wanted to just I'm inspired by her so much, more than she can even understand. And so anything that I do, I'd love to, just incorporate her in any way I can. So I decided that I wanted to break it down into three and really utilize the power of three because there's something so strong in just those three things, something that people will be able to see night and day and very consistently. And so it's broken down into three. So there's see it, experience it, and embody it. See it is creating the clear, vivid picture, establishing the destination and the identity connected to it. And you have a goal that you want to reach. And this app is built to help you on your path to greatness. Experience it is mentally rehearsing, making those emotional connections, sensing those feelings, putting yourself in the environment in which you truly see yourself being in. And embodying it is showcasing how you can bring that to life. We all have an end goal and an ultimate goal that we want to create, whether it's an athlete wanting to be on the Olympic podium. This app is built to be their guide in order to get to the podium. You know, embodying it is really the person being able to see themselves achieving their goal. And so all we want to do is to guide them. And I was like, this is especially catering to my generation. We love things super fast and super quick. So I thought that this would be the perfect way to have something so big and so meaningful, but broken down into something so small, so short, but also being able to, capture the audience. So that's how I came up with C.
I love it. I want to ask a question that links. I love what you created, Tamaya. I think it's
Thank you.
phenomenal, and I think the world needs it. I wonder, based on what Coach Bev was talking about earlier, given what's really happening in the world and what challenges so many people face, particularly our young people, young men, young women like yourself, all of us, really. How do you hold on to a vision? And how do you create that first vivid, I think you said detailed picture of the future that you want? How do you do that when so many people are saying you can't? Or at so many turns, there's a no. And it could be, even within your own home, people pushing back, parents pushing back on certain things. I'm speaking as an example with one of my eldest who called about something he wanted to do, and I said no. It was just for various reasons, but it was a whole separate thing that we're not going to get into right now. But how do you create that S of see it? How do you create that vivid, detailed picture when there's so many circumstances and external factors that might say it's impossible?
I'll
To either
start
of
and
you.
then Maya can kick
Thank
in.
you.
I
Okay.
will say that every one of them starts with a dream. They want to be a doctor, they want to be a lawyer, they want to be an entrepreneur, whatever they so desire professionally. They have an ideal of me. I didn't want to be homeless. That's how I started off. I didn't start off with a big dream. I started off with a purpose. And they already have it in them. It's just they don't believe it. They don't see a way to it. So it's hard to believe in when you don't have a path. That's why we use the word mission. We don't use just the word goals or dreams because they become optional. When you're on a mission to accomplish something, it drives you to make the right decision towards your vision. It makes the harder decisions less harder, not easy, less harder. And that's what we're going to do, and how Tamaya and them are going to bring their visions into where they can see it is through AI. Like if you can go to the student portal, and one of the things that the app will do is to help you with dedication because it will actually track how consistently you are in maybe saying three things at night that you're grateful for and three things you intend to do before you put your feet on the ground in the morning, your intentions for the day. It'll help you be consistent in that towards a mission for you.
I see.
Tamaya.
We plan on having those benchmarks in the app implemented to where it's something that you can constantly go back to. Me and my other co-founder that we've been working with and trying to figure out how we're gonna, get these athletes, these student athletes, just to keep coming back, to keep wanting to achieve that mission, get to their final goal. And so we're trying to do it in the most interactive way possible. We're trying to do it in the most interactive way possible and just make sure that we, have their attention all the time. And those three, like we have, so based on C, it's broken down into three. And so we'll be checking in morning, noon, and night. So three times a day. And it's something, it weeds out between good and great. At the end of the day, athletes, there are some athletes who just want to play, and some athletes who really have their ultimate, I want to get to the Super Bowl. I want to get to this NCAA championship. And those are two different types of people. And the app is meant for that second type of person, someone who's really dedicated to their goal, someone who is. We're about creating better athletes. We want to develop prepared people. So coaching their mind will get them to that goal because they don't have coaches who really truly support them on their journey. So we want to be that for them. You know, like I think was said earlier, you know, a lot of the coaches are worried about how it looks on them, and they're less concerned about the student athlete and helping them get to their goals. So that's really, you know, what we're trying to do. You know,
I
that's.
think it's a wonderful tool, and my question is for many of us who may not have student athletes or people who are, on that trajectory or may not even have that desire, can this be it experience or tool, this app that you're building, can this be used for all people and for all of our, for us and for our children? Because there are a lot of our children, a lot of people on this call have spoken in the past about their 28-year-olds living at home, and they're really hopeful that they'll do something, get out of the house, and create their own separate life and get their own apartment or get a few roommates or whatever it had, whatever it may be. Can this see it framework and tool be used for everyone and not just student athletes? Is that what you're, is that possible?
Absolutely. That's what we started. It's an app created by Blacks for everyone. Because if it satisfies our community, because we're the most under attacked, it'll support every community. In fact, we're even because of the educational system, I don't know if you guys realize, but because some of your children are older, but they're talking about trade changing the grading system where 40, you have to get into the 40s to fail. And it's not increasing our intelligence and capabilities level, it's decreasing it. Also, the app is there for it's if it's built for student athletes who are under the most duress and the most pressure, then it will support every dream. So we're separating it where there's a psychology component and a student component, whether you're in college or whether you're in junior high school or elementary, there's going to be components in there that teaches you the discipline to be better at whatever you do. So yes, it's built for student athletes, but it's built with the intention to it's going to be tested with the student athletes. That's where we're starting from. And then we're going to launch it as a app for everyone.
Got it. Okay,
And
that's
there'll be
perfect.
different levels in the app where you can go to a general section of helping you learn how to alter your thought processes and the importance of what you're thinking. And there'll be things in there that eventually will help them start to help themselves. Because a lot of times they just don't know how to move forward and they don't have the energy, they don't have the drive. They're saying this generation is going to produce less than every other generation that produced more than the generations behind them. We can't allow that thought into the minds of our young people now. And I call young people anything under 30 because the maturity rates aren't the same. Because a lot of you guys were more mature growing up because you had more responsibility growing up as the successes kept climbing the ladder. They just didn't create from the struggle the same level of intuitive fight and will that we have. And that's what we're hoping to change through the app as well. So,
Which is
yes.
great. And then when I go, yes, it's for everyone, is what you're saying. I want to ask you about that because you survived trauma in more ways than most people when with the accident. So what is, and most several people here have heard the story about the tragic accident that you had and people in the car passed away and you were told you'd never walk again. And but please touch a little bit on that because my question is, what is the first mental shift required? You just talked about our mentality and how it's different with young people under 30. What's the first mental shift required to move from being in a traumatic state to turning that around and being able to see a different future and actually embody it and experience? What's the first step required? And that's really for you, Coach
The
Bev, because you lived through it.
first step is self-awareness. If you're not aware that you're sinking, how do you save yourself? If you're not aware that your thoughts are destroying you, how do you change that? So I know a lot of parents have suffered with kids self-medicating. I know I was on the show before, and my daughter was, it runs in her family, depression. It runs in her family. Her mom died. Her dad
In that
wasn't,
accident.
yep, her dad was never there for and only money, you know, and it's hard. But I knew she had some challenges. And so I tried to get help early. She rejected every psychologist. And I realized she was intelligent enough to help herself if it became clear. So I started feeding her self-awareness of when she's sinking to a point now, as opposed to taking it out on everybody, she feels it when it's coming and she'll go into her space. And the self-awareness is probably because I know a lot of parents on here have probably been blamed for things. And they've probably taken ownership of things. But at some point, the young people have to start being aware of how they're speaking, what they're not doing. And they, if you don't have any self-awareness, how do you begin to change? And your self-awareness is your thoughts. What am I thinking about? Who am I talking to? Look at the people that are around, and it'll give you a picture. Because I used to try to save people. You know, like I
Yes,
would
you
think
talked
they're
about that
being
with
overly
Amani.
influenced by people. And they're not. They're attracted to people who, for some reason, are feeling a void that they don't want to deal with. And so the self-awareness is truly important. And as I said, there's just not enough counselors to help them help themselves. And a lot of them won't ask for help openly.
But or they
And
don't have the self-awareness. And I remember you saying, like I'm thinking about it, just my own children, you know, there may not be self-awareness. I'm not, you know, no details there, but what you just spoke on, I remember you sharing back in May when you were with us how you had to change yourself, yourself, not her. And that was the biggest pivot because you said I was passive aggressive. And I started laughing because I said, yes, I used to be that way too, and still can be sometimes with passive aggressiveness, but you changed yourself in order to change your relationship with your daughter.
And then I could help her more. I had to get past my own pain and look at why it was so embarrassing for me or so hurtful to me. And then I had to say, I'm doing too many me's in somebody else's journey.
Say more about the embarrassing to me, because I think that is a big hang up for many parents. Embarrassment or shame or, you know, what did I do wrong? Guilt. Talk more about
Yes,
that. How did
because
you work through that?
it's based upon comparisons. You know, what are people going to think? What are people going to feel? Even when I fail myself, it's because I started worrying about things outside the dreams of the people that I was working with and start worrying about what was going to happen. If they fail, then I fail, then it's going to be embarrassing. Or if the people she grew up with are in college and that wasn't her journey, then I felt like, because I tried to get her to go to college and finally she told me, we don't have money to be wasting and I don't want to be here.
Which is really
And
smart and great that she said that to you versus wasting your money or trying to even, work
well,
through
I was
that.
kind of pressuring her what her grades were. And, we never got to that point because they were horrible because she didn't want to be there. But I started to realize whatever she puts her mind on, she accomplishes. When she told me the pills are destroying me internally, and can she go and talk to the doctor about possibly getting a medical marijuana card? She promised that she wouldn't overuse it and only use it when she's not able to help herself out of it. And that's what I had to trust that. And then we had the through that because no, she didn't follow the rules at first.
But somehow you got to the other side. That's what
I
I'm,
got to
that's
the
what,
other side because of my personal self-awareness. Why am I hurt? Why am I embarrassed? Why do I care what people think who don't care about me? Everybody has a different success level. And I just told a young man today, what your parents accomplished early doesn't mean you're behind. It just means your journey is different. Doesn't mean you're not going to get to your destination of what success is for you. But we have a vision of what grown people should do, and there is none.
Or what our children should do, like you
That's what I
mentioned, going to
mean.
college or even finishing high school or
School.
whatever it might be.
And we're finding out the school systems aren't benefiting our kids the way they used to. It's depleting their drive. And that's what we have to do. We have to start really becoming self-aware, because if I'm not self-aware, how can I teach her to be self-aware? How can I model her being self-aware?
That's right.
I know when I'm thinking, I get quiet because I don't want to, and if it and I have a rule, if it's more than overnight, I need to talk to someone close to me. And there are different people that fit different situations. You don't talk to everybody about everything, but you should have people in those spaces that you can go to. Look at the people around your children who they're going to. And don't forget, no matter how hard it is, to plant your seeds with love. That's the self-awareness I had to do. If I'm not
That
speaking out
part
of
right
love
there.
and I'm not speaking in a way that benefits them, or I'm not communicating in a way that they can receive it, and I'm doing it on my time and not on the universe and God's time, I'm out of sync completely. So don't stop planting seeds. It's not your fault. Just be self-aware of how you're planting seeds, when you're planting seeds. And if you're self-aware, you're aware they're not in a space to receive. And when you get that open space, make sure you take advantage of it and don't hold on to how they acted yesterday so that you miss that opportunity and that small window that they may give you to import now, always in love.
In
So
love.
model what you want to see in them.
I'm just smiling because I have remember that time I threw the cake at one of my children. I didn't throw it really, but you were at the house and I was serving the cake, but you said to me, that was one of those things. It was not with love.
I told Kelly I wouldn't eat the cake either. Because
The
you could,
way it was not love
she put the
underneath it.
saucer down so hard, it clinked.
But that's why I'm laughing because what you're saying is so
And they
true.
will
And it,
defy that. Even with Lawrence,
absolutely.
who has challenges, I have to ask his permission for me to help him.
Yes.
And I could import things in him because one time he got really upset, and he wasn't upset with his parents. He was upset because of something that happened.
Yeah.
And the easiest people to take it out on is the people you know will never leave.
That's right.
And I told him that's not fair. But how many people are around your children telling them, you know what, that wasn't quite fair?
That's right. That's
If
right.
you're the only one, if you're the only one believing in them, if you're the only one who they feel comfortable letting go and they don't have to wear a mask around, that's not personal. That's their only way. It's a horrible way of showing love. And it finally got to a
Yes.
point where I saw that opening with my daughter and I had to tell her, this is hurting me because of what you're doing.
And she heard that differently,
And
probably.
she heard that because I did it at a moment where we were in a conversation.
Yes.
I didn't just go to her and say, I don't know why you're taking this out on me. I'm the only one here for you. I've done this, this, and this. And we've heard that. But they don't hear it. And you are
Right.
absolutely right. You have. But they're not there.
That's right.
I wish they had more people along their journey.
Right. And I wish that I wish I had created safe space then. I'm doing it now. And it's
It's
over
never too
time,
late.
never too late. That's exactly right.
I
And that's
promise
one
y'all,
thing
it's
that.
never too late. Never, ever too late. Please
Yes.
don't give up.
Yes.
And the
Please don't give
environments
up.
they're growing in is negative. And so they're always on edge because when they're away from you, they're always trying to prove they can fit in. They're
Right.
exhausted.
Right. And they just want to be kids many times. Someone wrote in the chat, and I want to open up the floor before we run out of time. For anyone who has a question for Coach Bev or for Tamaya, but someone just wrote, our kids are growing up in completely different times and circumstances than we did. Unfortunately, many parents are tethered to past agreements, aren't self-aware, and have not healed themselves or ourselves and cannot begin to help their children. I would say it's not too late, once we have that self-awareness, because all of what you say is true. And yet, I do believe there are new opportunities every day to create a new reality and a new experience.
And I will say this as well, Kelly. It's hard to be self-aware when you're trying to save everybody around you, when you're trying to hold it together. It's hard to be self-aware.
That's right. That's
And that's
right.
why I beg each of you to take the space to be. And this app will help. There'll be a section for parents,
That's
there'll be a
awesome.
section for teachers.
What does it look like, Coach Bevy just said, to take a session, a moment? You said to take a moment to just be. What does that look like for you?
You know, I think I've said this before. Prayer is what we're asking God and the universe to do for us. Meditation is getting quiet enough to receive the messages coming in. And that's what we're not able to do. We're surrounded by so much noise. And when there's no noise, we're recovering in our minds and fighting against what just happened. How many times have we had a conversation and then we think about it for way too long? Especially it gets into our emotions. And once it gets there, the experiences aren't as damaging as the emotions we are tied to them because the emotion means it's become part of our being. And if we're not aware that that's happening, we're piling on and piling on and piling on and piling on, and we're not receiving. And that's why I'm glad there are safe spaces, because this is a moment for people to be poured into as opposed to always pouring out. And there's not enough spaces for that. As Dr. Linda will probably tell you, there's not enough.
Therapist.
Well, There are a lot of therapists, but there's not a lot of quality therapists who are not clinically inclined, but can be clinically knowledgeable, but intuitively present. And that's the key. And that's it. It's that ability to be intuitive as well as clinical. And so our kids will feel us before they hear us.
Yes, I love that. They'll feel us before they hear us, and I think that's so true. And sometimes just being present is worth everything. I see
So
Tamaya nodding.
find a space to get quiet in, and then let the universe pour into you like nobody else can, and it will. Those aren't thoughts that are coming up, and you don't have to do it for long. Don't sit there and say, I got to sit here for an hour, for 30 minutes to an hour. No, start with 5 minutes. Start with breath work. All of that will be in the app. And someone just said, be still. And that's what it really is. But being still and learning to love ourselves in that stillness, in that quiet.
I love that. You are such a gift. I want to open up the floor if anybody has any questions or comments or Coach Bev. She always drops so many nuggets when she's here. You can come off of mute or put a question in the chat if you're interested. Let's see. Tamaya, you mentioned that you love so much, Bev, your grandmother. What would you say are some of the most incredible things she's taught you over the years?
Ooh,
There's so many.
that's a very hefty question, if I do say so myself. But I think probably the most important thing she's taught me is that, honestly, I've learned that this is really my life. I've started to be like, a lot of people nowadays would say like I'm very delusional about my life, but I have so many goals and dreams and things that I just want to manifest for myself. And my grandmother showed me that that's possible. You know, being in college, you're surrounded by so many people from so many different backgrounds, and it's just a variety, like an oddball of people. But I really learned that a lot of them don't dream. They don't dream big at that. And I think the one thing that she's taught me to do is dream big, and that
Awesome.
anything that I want in this life, I can get and I can go after it. So,
That's
if
awesome.
anything, that's what I hold on to the most. I've had this dream of being an entrepreneur and owning my own business and doing all of this for so long, and that once this idea was presented to me, it was just like a blessing. Like God really heard that I wanted both of my worlds to collide. I didn't, I wasn't a Division I athlete, but I did work in the space while I was in college, and I've been surrounded by it by my whole life. And the ability to be able to help those, and God placed this purpose in me, in this vision, in the both of us to help this come to life. It's just been a blessing. So, yeah.
That's awesome. Dream big. And anyone that thinks you're delusional, you're like, no, go away. I'm going to make all this happen. And
Exactly.
Coach Bev speaks about you frequently when we talk and all the amazing things you're doing. So I'm sure all of it's going to happen. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. So this C app and the C experience, when do you envision it launching?
We decided not to have a date because
Okay.
we have doctors of psychology and sports psychology. We have educators on one side. We're going to build in a health group.
That's
We
great.
have a what do you call it? Focus group of young people from varieties of life that are going. So we're going to really test it because we want to launch it. I'm not giving up on this generation. I'm just not. I refuse to, and don't you. Don't give up. They are never too old to be successful. Some people are just late bloomers. Don't give up.
That's right.
Just don't
That's
give
right.
up. And you're never too old to envision even yourselves, because sometimes you're pouring into somebody else's dream and you realize you've lost yours. Don't do that. You're never too old to dream big, and your kids are never too old to shift. Don't give up. You pour blessings into their lives. You do, I'm going to challenge each of you to do three things at night before you go to sleep. Right before you go to sleep. Don't do it when you get in the bed and got a book, or don't do it when you're listening to music or watching TV. You do it right before you go to sleep, which is three things you're grateful for that day. And it could be the smallest things. But if you go to sleep with gratitude, wake up with gratitude.
That's fine.
And have your intentions. And your intentions aren't task oriented, they're purpose oriented. So in the morning, do your three intentions. Mine was, this morning was to be loving, to smile. That was my intention for the day.
What was the third one? You went out for a second. To be
To write.
loving, to smile, and to write.
And to write, because if you don't
Okay.
have, if you don't have the intent of love, keep doing it until it shows up. And then you'll draw people who are loving to you.
Yes.
Can I give you one last example? And I think I've done
Please,
this before.
please.
Just one last example. When Tamaya was young, I think she was in the 7th grade, we had always talked about our energy draws this our circumstances. So me and her got in the elevator, and a white man was in the elevator and he had a cart. So we had just gotten in and he was getting out. He said, "Do you want this cart?" And he's out the elevator and I said, "No, thank you," because I don't use a cart, I use the riding cart. And he goes, "You don't want the cart?" He started getting aggressive. And I said, "If you need us to take the cart down in the elevator, I'm just asking you." So the door closed. I looked at Tamaya. She looked up at me, and I go, "One of us got negative energy." And I forgot about it because it was like a joke. This child over here in the elevator then closed her eyes and go, "Grammy, I just checked. It ain't me."
That's great.
And as simple as that story is, sometimes we have to check ourselves by the circumstances we see and the people we draw to us.
So good energy out brings good energy back.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You
Loving.
both said absolutely at the exact same time. In unison, you're not even in the same space. But you both said absolutely. Whatever energy we put into the universe, I believe the universe gives it back. And that's what you're saying.
Absolutely.
I love that. Well, this has been phenomenal. Dr. Vicky says it ain't me, LOL. Yes, that's so hilarious, Tamaya. So funny. But I've never seen Coach Bev have negative energy. And we've known each other since 2007. I've
Negative
never
energy
seen
could
it.
be you're just feeling down. That's a negative energy. It doesn't mean you're angry or mad. Because I can't stay mad. Sometimes I be forgetting I'm supposed to be mad at somebody. But it's doubting. It's something somebody did. It's not having money to pay your bills. It's how are my kids going to get here? And you don't realize you're piling that on because it's not anger. It just becomes a low hum. And we want a high vibration. And we don't
Yes.
realize when we're drifting into a low vibration. And when I do, I withdraw because I don't want to put that energy on anyone else.
Absolutely. What a great way to end. I love your C framework. Janetta says, amen. Great share. Thank you both. C, excited for the C app. Bless you. So that's a perfect way to wrap the day. Thank you so much for being here, both of you. I really
Thank you for having
appreciate
us.
it. Of
Thank
course, always. We look forward to seeing it come to life, your vision, your journey come to life. And I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Vicky, who will close us out in a prayer this morning. And thank you again.
Good morning. Thank you, Coach Bev. Thank you, Soror Tamaya. This was amazing. Some really, really great takeaways, especially the self-awareness. So, God, we thank you
for another opportunity to become better people, better parents, to get tools to help our children do the same. Thank you for the reminder of self-awareness and to have our experiences and to embody them so that we can have great impact in the world. And we're just so grateful for the reminder to be gentle with ourselves and that mindset matters. Thank you for Coach Bev and for her work, for her legacy, for her tenacity. Thank you for her lineage, her legacy, her daughter, her granddaughter. We just bless you for Kelly and Dr. D. Thank you for this safe space called the Sunrise Project. Bless every household represented, every parent, every child. And we are so grateful again for the opportunity to be in community so that we can heal and change the world. Now, bless us as we go further into this day, into this week, and bring us back together again on next Sunday so that we can continue on this journey of healing and growth and restoration. In your name, we do give thanks and pray. Amen. Have a powerful day, everyone.
Amen. Thank
Love
you
you
so
all.
much. Love you too, Dr. Vicky. Love you, Beth and
Thank you. Love you
Tamaya.
guys.
Love you.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.